Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The Biden administration says as many as 12 million children are not getting enough to eat during the pandemic. Many of them aren't getting subsidized meals at school. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Biden hopes to offer some short-term help through an executive order today.
The president's directing the Agriculture Department to increase the emergency food benefits the government's providing to replace school meals. His order will also allow more of the lowest income families to qualify for supplemental food stamps. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese says today's orders are not a substitute for Biden's $1.9 trillion legislative proposal, but may provide some short-term relief.
The American people can't afford to wait, and so many are hanging by a thread. They need help, and we are committed to doing everything we can to provide that help as quickly as possible.
Biden is also taking a step towards requiring a $15 minimum wage for federal contractors and employees. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the Biden administration's goal of getting 100 million Americans vaccinated in 100 days is realistic. But he says the effort to achieve this must be robust. Fauci also noted that he was speaking more freely about the pandemic because he previously felt constrained by the Trump White House.
The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it, let the science speak, it is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
Former President Donald Trump had criticized and sidelined Fauci. Fauci is now serving as a medical advisor to the Biden White House. The House and Senate have approved a waiver for retired Army General Lloyd Austin to serve as defense secretary. This was needed because he had not been out of the military for a required 7 years. He could be confirmed by the Senate as early as today. Separately, a Senate panel will also take up Janet Yellen's nomination today for Treasury Secretary. A new international treaty to ban nuclear weapons takes effect today. But as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the weapons themselves are unlikely to disappear from the Earth anytime soon.
It's called the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Elaine White helped negotiate it.
For the first time in history, nuclear weapons are going to be illegal in international law.
Starting today, nations that signed the treaty will be banned from developing, possessing, or housing nuclear weapons on their territory. Over 80 countries have signed on, but so far, the nations that actually have nuclear weapons, including the U.S., are refusing to join. That means nukes aren't going to disappear anytime soon, White admits, but she hopes the new treaty can be a first step towards nuclear disarmament. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. ISIS is claiming responsibility for yesterday's bombing in Baghdad. At least 32 people were killed and more than 100 others were injured when two suicide bombers attacked a market in the Iraqi capital. This was the first such attack there in 3 years. A bombing in a Chinese hospital has left 4 people injured. Police have the suspect in custody. NPR's Emily Fang reports they have not disclosed a motive.
Bombings are rare in China, so today's bombing in a hospital in the eastern city of Hangzhou is all the more surprising. 2 bombs were placed in the hospital's dialysis wing. A doctor managed to stop one of them by simply stepping on the homemade bomb's fuse. The second bomb exploded, injuring 3 patients and another hospital employee. While police have not said why someone would bomb that hospital, attacks on doctors and clinics are not uncommon in China. China has a highly unequal distribution of medical resources and a weak insurance system. That means many who need quality care cannot afford it or access it. And in years past, bereaved patients or their loved ones have killed doctors in a series of stabbing incidents. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Supporters of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny plan to stage protests in Russia tomorrow. The Kremlin says these are illegal and says it will take steps against those it calls provocateurs. Navalny was jailed this week in Russia just as he returned from Germany. He had spent months being treated by German doctors for a poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. Russia denies attacking Navalny. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.